This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. The next story is posted by Reddit user Maddie and Mitch. The title of this story is The Week I Lost to My Roommate in a Bet. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
It took Jake maybe 6 weeks to set up the week he won from me. As much fun as our house was, I think he thought it would be better if we were away somewhere. He let me know when we were set for our week arrangement by leaving me a note on my door. You know, so all our roommates saw it too. He had arranged for us to go to his family cabin, a 2-hour drive north of where we lived. I guess he really wanted to make it count. I had seen him go there a ton of times and I was always curious. I had a few things to get my things in order. Lex helped me pack. She made quite a few nasty suggestions to help me get out of the entire week. I just nodded along as she suggested a range from knocking him out to just going back on the entire thing. She was not super thrilled that she would be on her own for the whole week. We left in the early morning. The drive to the cabin is about a 3-hour drive without stops. The last large town before we got there, he stopped to get groceries. We're not going to want to leave much, he told me. It was later in the spring, so there was a good amount of people at the store shopping for their various trips to their cabins. It took nearly 2 hours to get together about a week's worth of things and to check out. I think I was pouting a little. I am not a big fan of losing, and he kept looking at me and laughing a little. By the time we were back in the car, I was pretty steamed up and not in a fun way. The cabin was down a long dirt driveway that we turned off onto from the state highway. It took us through some thick, dark woods before opening to a clearing that contained a small cabin with a lake behind it. There was an empty dock that led into the lake where boats or any water vehicles could be kept later in the year. Let's put all the groceries away first, he told me, unlocking the door. I will get everything. Just put stuff away. I did my best. Put stuff where it looked like it needed to go. Everything that needed to be refrigerated was put away. I was not too worried about the pantry type stuff. Awesome, that is it, he said, coming in with his bags. He set them on the couch in the main room. Where is my bag? I asked. I did not see it with the bags he had brought in. You don't need it. I have it covered. He gestured to one of the bags. I don't understand what you mean. Give me my stuff. No, he shook his head. This is my week. You play by my rules. You wear what I say. I really regretted making this deal. He was determined to make me very sorry. I looked at what I was wearing. A floral skirt and a button-up blouse. Could I wear this all week? I could make a run at it. Come on, Maddie. This is supposed to be fun. Let go of that death grip you have on being in control of every little thing. I am not a control freak, I spat at him. He laughed at that and grabbed my hand. Come look at this. I was led to the back of the cabin that opened to a covered porch that faced the lake. We sat on the little couch facing the water. There were a few boats out there. Nothing compared to what it would look like in even a few weeks. He threw his leg over me, straddling my legs as he looked down at me. I think I am a lot of fun. I think we are going to have a really fun vacation. I pursed my lips, ready to say something along the lines of how I doubted that, when he pushed forward and kissed me, cutting off my response. I made a protesting sound with my mouth, but when his hands went up to my shirt and under my bra, it turned into a moan against his mouth. Then our actions turned frantic. I shifted so I was up on my knees, wrapped around him, and he was half standing, half kneeling, against the edge of the piece of furniture. I wrapped my legs around his waist, and I heard the fabric tear. It no longer was covering my legs and was just a circle around my waist like a belt. He lifted us up and we fell against the sliding glass door that led into the house. Hard. He pulled at the edges of my shirt, too impatient to deal with the buttons. I heard those pop off and hit the floor. He let me slide down him, so my feet were on the floor. He ditched his pants, ready to go, and had me against the door again in seconds. I was way more turned on by this than I thought I would be. My panties were soaked in anticipation. He pushed them to the side and pushed into me. For a minute we went hard, my back slamming into the glass window with every thrust. I was gasping when he suddenly stopped and set me on my feet. Come on, turn around. He spun me, so I was facing the sliding door that led to the house. There were marks on the window from where we had been touching it. He gripped my hips and slammed into me again, knocking me into the window. My chest was pushed up against the glass as he slammed into me from behind.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Come on, be loud. No one can hear you, he urged, his lips right next to my ear. Oh well, fuck. I turned around and pushed him back, my hand on his chest. I undid the strap of my bra. My clothes were ruined. I figured the bra would at least make it. He laughed and grabbed my hand, using it to spin me around and push me back against the door. My chest and face were pushed against the glass hard. He pushed into me once again, my body knocking against the glass with every thrust. I was so grateful there were no nearby neighbors. They would have definitely heard us. I felt myself losing control, my mind fuzzy, as I went over the next wave of my orgasm. I gasped as I felt him expand inside, close to losing control of himself. Right before I thought he was going to come, he flipped me around again, lifting my legs around his waist and plunging into me once again. That time I screamed. He followed me over the edge that time. I slid down him until my feet were on the floor again. He turned to grab his pants. When he leaned over, his shirt slid up some and I could see red marks forming on his back where my nails had dug in. I looked around and saw my destroyed clothes. So much for wearing that all week.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.